Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Cantle. I'm here sitting on the bedside of children all over the world. Every night I go to the bedside of every child everywhere on Earth. You say, how is that possible? Well, there's a little bit of magic in me. There's a lot of magic in me. I come to the bedside of every child and I sit there, the glowing candle shining forth saying that I love you. Sometimes I'm a light, a bulb. And sometimes I'm just the glow in mommy's eyes as she sits next to a child and says good night and says I love you. Or daddy's holding my hand, holding the hand of a child and saying, have sweet dreams. But you know, I travel a lot and I meet a lot of children everywhere. And I was meeting this one little guy. He's a nice guy. He's 8 years old. And that's a good age, isn't it? 8 years old. And his name was Philip. And Philip was really, really kind of a cool guy. Philip is a thoughtful guy and a caring guy, but sometimes careless. And one night, Philip was watching television, and as he was laying on the living room floor watching television, his mother said, Philip, Duke wants to go out for a walk. And Philip says, Mommy, I'm watching this show. Philip, Duke wants to go out for a walk. He's got to go potty. But Mama, now Philip, you know, you said that if you had a dog, you'd take care of him and you'd make sure that everything was good with him. But Mommy, now Philip. And so Philip got up reluctantly and he got the leash for the Duke, and he and the Duke went out the door. And it was still very much light outside, it wasn't time for supper yet, and as they walked along, the Duke was smelling everywhere, checking everywhere. The Duke was a great golden retriever, just a lovely dog. Just about as big as Philip, in fact. And Philip's friends, who were still outside playing, he said, Philip, come on over here and play with us. And Philip went over to see what his friends were doing, and they saw that they were having a game of hide-and-seek. Well, now, Philip said, Duke, you sit down here now, and I'm going to play hide-and-seek with my friends. Well, Duke sat down. And Philip played hide-and-seek with his friends. And they had such a good time that before they knew it, it was time that they get on home. And all of his friends says, okay, Philip, see you later. And Philip says, all right. And Philip looked around for Duke. And there was no Duke to be found. Duke had gone wandering off. And Philip says, Duke, come Duke. And he called to Duke, and Duke wasn't there. And he looked up and down the street, and there was no Duke. And he looked in his own backyard, because Duke oftentimes goes in the backyard by himself, and Duke wasn't there. And everywhere he looked, he couldn't find himself. Oh, Mom's going to kill me. And then he thought, but Duke, I don't want you to be lost. Come, Duke. So Philip sat down on the front steps of the house. And he was about to cry. And then he says, no, I am going to pray. And so he prayed. He says, God, send Duke back to me. Now. And then he thought, that's kind of tough. He says, please. And he sat there. And then he began chanting to himself, Duke, come, come, Duke, come, Duke. And he quietly said that in his heart. And he said, come, Duke. And mentally he was seeing Duke come walking up to him, wiggling his tail, wiggling his whole body, and putting his nose on Philip's nose and saying, here I am, bye-bye. Here I am, good guy. Here I am, Philip. Here I am. And Philip saw this in his mind, and he saw this in his heart. And he said to himself, come, Duke. Come, Duke. I love you. Come, Duke. Just quietly, lovingly, gently. Come, Duke. Come, Duke. Come, Duke. And he opened his eyes, and there was Duke, standing right there, quietly wagging his tail, looking at Philip, saying, here I am, what's the problem? Here I am, here I am. And Duke snuggled into Philip's arms, and Philip loved him and snuggled him and said, oh, Duke, you're so wonderful. I love you so much. And so Duke went in the house along with Philip. He sort of led the way. And he went in the kitchen. And Philip's mother says, sweetheart, you've been gone a long time. Where have you been? Well, we had a good experience, Mommy. And what is that, Philip? Well, I was playing hide-and-seek with the kids, and I forgot all about Duke, and then he was gone. What? You left him free of the leash out on the street? Yes, Mommy, I did. Oh, now that's not very good thinking, is it? Philip, that's not very good thinking. Yes, Mommy, I know. Well, what did you do? Well, Mommy, I came home. And I sat on the front steps, and I prayed to God to bring me Duke. And I said, thank you. I said, please. And then I sat there, and I closed my eyes, and I saw a picture of Duke standing there, loving me, coming right into my arms, coming right to me. And I said, come, Duke, come, Duke. And he came right to me. And I opened my eyes, and there he was. And Philip's mommy said, sweetheart, you have just prayed the most important prayer of your life. If you always remember that's the way to pray, to see it done, thankfully in your heart, lovingly in your heart, see it done, and it'll always be done that way. Whether it's Duke or anything else, see it that way. Whether your little brother is sick and that worries you, close your eyes and see him running and playing and enjoying himself. See him having a wonderful time. Because that's what little brothers do, don't they? And that's the way you pray, Philip. Oh, Mommy, that sounds so good. I'm so happy that I know how to pray. Yes, Philip, and Duke is happy too, I assure you. Now go get washed up for supper. Oh, boys and girls, look at that. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, and you're going to have happy, happy dreams. Now, snuggle into bed there quickly, and grab your mommy and your daddy, and hold them in your arms and say, Mommy, Daddy, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then let them go, slide under the covers, and be ready for happy dreams. Happy dreams, my love. I will see you another night. This is Mr. Candle saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.